joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-0 win over Dulwich. Alan, in the context of the league position of both these sides and our recent run of form, how big a victory was this?
Well, it was massive, but we'll find out how big it is when we play Chipstead on Tuesday. There's no point in getting a 3-0 and probably the best performance we've had possibly all season, to be honest. I think as a group, as a group of players, but we think I'm fair to Lars, and I felt well done. I'm delighted for him, and I'm proud of him. But Tuesday is now the next adventure, and that's where I want 3 points on Tuesday, and that's what we'll be going for.
I said last week that if Bobby Traynor hits form, we can make a real push for the playoffs. It was a great striker's goal again on the score sheet today.
Good, and he'll continue. He will, like, you know, he just needs. To be honest, one thing what hasn't been said was he's been injured a lot, and we've played him because he's Bobby Traynor, and we think he's going to score goals. We've played him when he probably shouldn't have done, and now because his ankle's cleared up, I think we'll see the best of him. And as you know from last season and the beginning of this season, he'll always score goals. And I thought Simon Huckle was excellent with him up there. I thought he was our best player, to be honest, him and John Cook, and I'm delighted for him. Yep.
I was going to say about Simon Huckle, I agree, I thought he was superb. He won everything in the air, he held it up well, and he was unlucky not to get on the score sheet at the end.
He was, he played centre forward at Banstead. I remember trying to sign him years ago, and he gets on with it. He's a good lad, got a lot of time for him, and he just gets on with it. He cares deeply, he wants to do well, he's upset as more than anybody when we lose, and he's a good lad to have around the place, and I'm delighted for Simon, and I'm pleased he's done very well.
So a real contender for man of the match, you think, Simon Huckle today?
I thought there's a few of them. I thought, like, you know, for example, that's Cook, he's first game for a while coming. I thought his attitude, as always, was spot on. I thought he actually battled very hard. I thought he'd done his basics right and all that, defended well. I thought Lampton come in, done well, hasn't played for a while as well, so there's a lot of pluses. I thought the new lad, Williams, done well, been after him all season, and then he's eventually come and done well, and so there's a lot of pluses, you know.
And Wayne Finney got a goal at the right end. That's one of the signs of the apocalypse, isn't it?
No, I don't. I know. I'd rather not talk about that. Some a spanner like him scoring, I'd rather not. I'd rather just win 2-0, to be honest.
But since he's had his fair share of injuries this season, but since he's come back, he's really cemented his place in the team. He must be almost the first name on the sheet at the moment.
Wayne Finney, I think he's been great. Since he's got his eyes sorted, he couldn't head the ball beforehand because he had an operation. He's come back, as you know, he's a Kingstonian supporter, so it means a lot to him. He's a family man. He's a good lad to have around the place. He'll be here. I think he's got, you know, as long as I'm here, he'll be here for for a foreseeable future. So I'm delighted with him. Yeah.
How did you think Turley and Williams worked as a pair in the centre midfield today?
They've done okay, because Tommy is a good player and he done well, and he does things simple. Jason, I rate him, you know what I think, I rate him very hard. I think he needs games. I think I thought he looked tired a little bit and off pace a little bit, but that'll come with games and all that. You know, he's had a bad injury and then he's starting to come back, but they battled hard. They did, a battle hard.
What seemed to be lacking the last few weeks, and we talked about, was the passion, the desire amongst the players, but it was back today, 1-11, they all gave their all.
Everybody's been great. It just needed a result. Like I say, I keep praising my chairman, and I'm not just saying it to keep myself in the job. They've been fantastic support. Jerry Petit has got to get a mention, our secretary, and he's a top man and he's a great lad, and he's worked hard on anybody this week trying to get people out, people in. He's got a job himself to do, and he's been absolutely superb. He's been, you know, dashing all over. So really, everybody says, with Tommy Williams and Goddard signing and Wes leaving, it's the pluses out of that's got to come from Jerry, and I get the praise, of course, but it's people like him who I can't do without. So obviously I'd like to thank him on my behalf.
We've got another game Tuesday, Chipstead away. They're going to be really up for it, having lost 4-0 here a few weeks ago. It's another tough game.
Tough game, but they're all tough now. 13 cup finals ago, been written off once or twice we have. But if we got beat there, does this result mean much? Of course it does, because we've just won the game, but it's a massive game for when I've told the lads that, I've praised them, but we've got to get ourselves right and make sure we look after ourselves this weekend and ready for the game then.
The players have been criticised in recent weeks for maybe being complacent and thinking we're going to make the playoffs by rights. Yep. Now we're back in the playoffs, how do you ward against that?
Well, it hurts them, and it hurts everybody doing it, because long I put this front on some aims that I've got to take all the criticism, and it hurts you when you're not actually achieving what you know you can achieve. If you've got a side who you know really don't deserve to be there, but I know player for player we're as good as anybody in this league, and I mean that, but the thing is, like, when you don't achieve, maybe I'm not doing my job right a bit, we're not doing their job right a bit, so we had to have a meeting, we had to sort it out. We have done it for this game. If they do it on Tuesday and they do it next Saturday, then we possibly could talk about being a good side in a healthy position again, but Tuesday's important.